Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and with me, Vicky Elizabeth Semple. Thank you so much for all your prayers, all your good thoughts, your positivity, and everyone who's been sending me blessings, whether in thought, mind form, prayer form, or, you know, online, or by word, by action, by deed. Thank you so very much. My mum is doing so much better. It's like speaking to the old her, even better. So thank you so much for all your prayers for my mum as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please pray for me in this time as well. I have a lot of decisions that are coming my way, a lot of things I need to work out, I need to process. So please be praying for me in this time as well. Thank you so much for all your prayers. So yes, just following on from what we had stated before about, you know, what we should do when we get good news, and it is important to share. That comes from one of our previous podcast broadcasts. And so this is the number 5 that I was drawn to in terms of what we're to look at. I didn't get a strong decision in the spirit without the word of God, without the actual scriptures today in terms of what we were to look at. And sometimes it can be very strong, and I just know within myself, right, this is what we're going to think about, this is what we're going to talk about. And that may still happen yet. But what I'm getting is this, number 5 is coming. And so the first number 5 upon these two pages is from chapter 61 of Isaiah. And you'll know the part where this is actually the part where Jesus actually stands up and reads from Isaiah. And you remember when he says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. And it goes on. But number 5 is somewhat away from all of that, and it is standing here saying, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. So I'm going to read from where we've left off, from that part that I said that, you know, Jesus reads out from, and then on to there so you can get an idea of it. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. And upon pondering, I feel it's the next 5. And the next 5 is from chapter 62, and it reads, For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Now this is talking about a piece of land or a people or group of people, the people of the Lord. Let me read before it so that we get an idea. So it's not talking about obviously a single person or being married by their actual sons. It's talking about the type of commitment that those men will give to the place, to the people. So, chapter 62, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night, yet that make mention of the Lord keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. It's a funny one to think about after... Earlier on today, when I had someone ask me about having met people who I didn't know before and how I went out with them just prior to the weekend there, and then I met up with them again, and it was this way where they were saying, you know, because sometimes when we become elated, we can become over familiar with people. With other people that we don't know. Oh my goodness gracious, okay. But here, even in the scripture, it says that these people that are strangers are going to be doing things. They're going to be rebuilding the place for God's people. So it's, let's see. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. So they're going to be doing things for the people of God. So-called strangers are going to be standing feeding the flocks of God's people and other strangers. In other words, that's why it says alien. It just means stranger shall be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. They're going to be doing all these things to help them build back up the place of the people of God. So it's not an unknown thing. And of course, if they're going to be doing that, if they're going to be helping, of course it would be a bit strange not to get to know some of these people as well, and for them to become not strangers, for them to become people that we become known to and known of, and in some cases do make friends with. In the passage before in chapter 60 verse 10, it says, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee, for in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favour have I had mercy on thee. And in fact, there's one place in scripture where it says about being hospitable or being welcoming to those who are seen as strangers or the alien, those seen as from the outside. Being welcoming, being hospitable to them. And in some cases, people have been, and they have been known to have entertained actual real angels. That is something that comes from scripture as well. So just something to think about there if you are questioning your way in which you interact with or communicate, or maybe someone else interacts or communicates with supposed or so-called strangers. Another very good one is from Leviticus 19:33-34. When a stranger resides with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So overall, we can see that it is a good thing to treat people with kindness. Yes, even strangers, supposed so-called strangers, people that we don't know, being kind to those, not just that who we do know, who it's easy to be kind to, it's easy to be hospitable and welcoming to, but being kind and welcoming and considerate to those that would otherwise be thought of or deemed as strangers is a very important thing, not just in our normal daily lives, but certainly, as we can see in the scriptures, very much so to God. But of course, there is a message in there and about being mindful and being aware too at the same time, very much so. So all interactions and meetings or any potential making of new friends should be respectful, mindful, and respectful.